USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released their highly anticipated guidelines for reopening schools last week, setting out a roadmap for getting kids back into the classroom. But White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci believes schools will still need more resources to follow those guidelines. He tells ABC's This Week that Congress needs to pass a COVID relief package with funding for schools reopening.
I think that the schools really do need more resources, and that's the reason why the National Relief Act that we're talking about getting passed, we need that. The schools need more resources. The things we didn't have before, there wasn't anything that was put down solidly on paper on saying these are the kind of things that you should consider, these are the kind of things that you should follow. I mean, there was talk about it, but it wasn't actually put down in a single document that you could access.
This is USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow and the MyPillow Premium Pillow and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA. And it continues the MyPillow Premium Pillow special from Mike Lindell. A standard or queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money back guarantee. 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Seven Republican senators joined with all Senate Democrats Saturday in voting to convict former President Trump of inciting the January 6th riot at the Capitol. President Trump was acquitted as the vote fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy was one of those Republicans who voted for conviction. He was censured by the Louisiana State Republican Party for his vote. Cassidy defended his vote to convict to ABC's This Week.
He then scheduled the rally for January the 6th, just when the transfer of power was to take place, and he brought together a crowd, but a portion of that was transformed into a mob. And when they went into the Capitol, it was clear that he wished that lawmakers be intimidated. And even after he knew there was violence taking place, he continued to basically sanction the mob being there. And not until later did he actually ask them to leave. All of that points to a motive and a method, and that is wrong. He should be held accountable.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A member of the White House press team has abruptly resigned. Wendy King has the details from the USA Radio News Northwest Bureau.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist seeking to cover his relationship with another reporter. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest News Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And New Zealand's largest city is under a three-day lockdown after three members of a family in the city of Auckland tested positive for COVID-19. Health officials are unsure how they caught the virus, but say their infections are of the more transmissive variant first identified in the UK. The lockdown is New Zealand's first in 6 months, as the country has taken a more aggressive and largely successful stance against the coronavirus. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.